praise, praise. I think maybe the word praise has gotten a bad rap in church over the last years. Some churches started moving towards services that consisted only of praise, and frankly, some people look down on it. But if we really read this passage closely, I believe it tells us that everything created by God should praise God. So today I want to talk a little bit about how do we praise God? What does it mean, and how do we praise to the best of our ability, and how do we make this psalm a living, breathing part of our lives? Psalms 148 shows us that praise requires that we notice. That we notice what went on in the past. We notice what is going on in the present. From the sun, the moon, the stars, to the very depths of the ocean. Things we can see and things we can't see. I remember as a child going into a museum in some of the ruins in Pecos, New Mexico. And we were in the museum part of the area, and they had a movie that you could go sit in and watch. So my dad and I went in and sat and watched this, like, five-minute movie. And it began to tell about that part of New Mexico. And I don't remember a lot about it, but I remember it showing that that part of the earth had gone through all these changes over time. At one time being underwater, at one time being frozen, on and on. And I was amazed, and I guess I probably asked my dad a million questions that day. But I've never forgotten that experience, because it reminds me to this day that creation isn't finished. That the world that God created is living and breathing and changing every day. And we think so often that this is the way the earth is, this is the way the earth has always been, this is the way the earth is always going to be. But each and every day, the world is changing. And that means that each and every day, I am still being created. And because of that, I'm called to praise God. I'm called to praise God for all the ways that I am being created and all the ways this world is being created. I'm called to notice how the world is changing. I'm called to notice how the world is there for all of us, how we depend on the things of this world to provide us with food and air and shelter. But praise also requires that we go a step beyond noticing, that we must have gratitude for what we noticed. Gratitude is another one of those words that's been a popular word lately. There are many books written about it, and even one that encourages you to keep a gratitude journal. It suggests that if every day, at the end of the day, you wrote down three things that you were grateful for, then you would have an attitude of gratitude in your everyday life. And I can agree with that. But I would go a little bit further. I think noticing and being grateful for what you notice is very important, but then being thankful for those things, praising God for putting them there, for opening up you and I to notice. That's what takes the gratitude to a new level and makes your reaction to the world pleasing to God. Gratitude means that we don't just notice what we react to, but we notice everything around us. Sometimes I resist gratitude because gratitude requires me to admit my interdependence with the rest of creation. and more importantly, my dependence on God. We so often want to feel like that we can take care of a lot of things on our own. Our happiness depends on taking good care of ourselves. But we can't do that on our own. We need one another. We need this earth. We need the things that God created all around us. It's hard to admit that sometimes because that means that I must be vulnerable. I must admit that I'm vulnerable. And I'm not sure that we can truly be grateful until we admit that vulnerability. Until we can say, I'm dependent on God. I'm dependent on what God has created. I'm dependent upon another. I need to notice and take care. And when we can do that, our gratitude can move our noticing into a spiritual realm of trust. It deepens our relationship with God by acknowledging our dependence on God. When we notice and we have gratitude and we're thankful, we move into the place of being a living praise to God. That includes the things that delight us in this world, but also the things that we might consider negative. That's perhaps another one of the hard things to do, isn't it? To recognize that we've all been created individually. No two living things created exactly alike. And every living thing that has been created has wonderful qualities and has qualities that might not be so wonderful. Most saints are remembered for their outstanding virtue or devotion that they practiced. But Saint Jerome of the 4th century is frequently remembered for his bad temper. It's true that he had a very bad temper and he had a spiteful pen. But his love for God and for Jesus was extraordinarily intense. He was above all a scripture scholar. He translated most of the Old Testament from Hebrew to Latin. Jerome also wrote commentaries, which are great sources of scriptural inspiration even today. He was an avid student, a thorough scholar, an immense letter writer, a consultant to monks and bishops and popes. Saint Augustine said of him, "What Jerome is ignorant of, no mortal has ever known." But with all of his knowledge and ability, he had a temper. He was harnessed on himself. And as quickly as his temper flared, he was quick to feel remorse. Yet Jerome was canonized and became a saint despite his temper. There were probably some that didn't believe he deserved it. You see, we're called to praise God in our uniqueness. We're called to praise God as a community, recognizing each individual uniqueness, both positive and negative. And then lastly, we can go just a little bit further with our praise, and that is by encouraging others. Encouraging others to find their uniqueness. Encouraging others to help others by naming and welcoming and encouraging others to live in praise. Psalms 148 suggests that creation works together in and through its diversity to praise God. We take the psalm seriously when we also work together and encourage our diverse lives, living together as the body of Christ. It's important that we speak our praise. Speak it out loud, especially when we gather to worship together. Speak it out loud when we offer praise at a meal. Speak it out loud in moments of wonder and delight. When we share what we notice, we speak out loud so that others can notice also. We speak to intensify our gratitude. We speak to name our living praise and thanks to God. We speak out loud to invite others to praise. We speak to recognize ourselves in God's presence. And we speak because it gives us life in God's presence. I wonder today, as we gather together, if individually you can praise God where you are right now. And I wonder if just by simple words you can praise God out loud in the next few moments. Can you speak your praise out loud? I invite you to do so. When we praise God out loud as a community, we encourage, we share, and we grow. I wanted to end by reading Jerry Weber's 148th Psalm in contemplative voice. Praise to you, Lord God, from the heavenly heights. Praise to you from the unseen spiritual world. Praise to you from the angel host. Shine your praise, brother sun. Glisten your praise, sister moon. Sparkle your praise, faraway stars. Burst your praise, distant constellation. Thunder your praise, storm clouds and winds. Receive praise, Lord God, the praise of all you created above, everything made to offer you praise. Praise to you, Lord God, from the earth below. Praise from the ocean depths and swimming creatures. Burning, freezing, raining, misting praise. Windy praise, we feel but cannot see. Mountains and hills that praise you in stillness. Waving harvest fields that praise you by bearing fruit. Trees that praise you in growing through the cold midwinter. Household pets and wild creatures in the woodlands, crawling things and flying things, all praise you in their very being. The world's leaders and all her peoples, young and old, all with the hearts bent to praise you. Receive our praise, you who alone are God. Your beauty and renown stretches beyond the heavens and the earth, recognized by all. Give us, your people, the will to praise you always, to weather each season of life in praise, to find you in a peace that never falters. Alleluia. Praise to you, God. Can you say that with me? Alleluia. Praise to you, God. Amen and amen.